My interest in language was early. I actually started out as an undergraduate doing a degree in speech pathology. Unlike in North America, where it's a graduate degree, it's a basic four-year undergraduate degree.
Yeah.
And it was something that was very common for young females to do in upper middle class Johannesburg. And my mother knew the people who ran the program, etc. I started out doing that. And midway into my first year, I broke it up for a year because I got a scholarship to go on an exchange program called American Field yeah. Service. I went to live in the States for a year. So yeah. after 6 months at university, I took off and I did a year in Cincinnati, basically high school again for a year. Placed in a school in Cincinnati with a family, you know, who agreed to take me on. I had a lot of amazing experiences there, and partly because I was South African, I came from apartheid South Africa, and I was thrown into a school which was 30% black, you know, 30% Jewish and 30% was. This was 69-70,
So it
was
during
the, you know, during the Kent State riots and all that that was going on. And I went all excited because in South Africa you weren't, you know, there was apartheid and you weren't allowed to associate with anybody who wasn't white. And so I went all, you know, excited and eager to go there. And the school traditionally had two students every year from different parts of the world. So that year they were having me, a South African, and a Spanish guy, Carlos Casario. When they heard the year before that I was being placed there, you know, everybody cheered.
Yeah.
And then they found out I was a white South African. And I was totally ostracized by all the black people. And I had some really quite scary experiences there. You know, I was scapegoated. I sort of didn't blame people because I sort of understood what was going on, but it was an interesting experience trying to get people to listen to me and to know that in fact I was actually very anti-government. My phones were tapped by the government for a year after I got back because they were very suspicious of AFS. They thought it was a communist plot. My mom associated with a lot of people who used to get into trouble with the government, who were put under house arrest, etc., etc., for their politics. So we sort of knew about what the government was up to.